On Tuesday, Jeff Biagini, the project manager, addressed the Citizen Watchdog Committee for the tailings cleanup.
Basically, on Monday next week, we'll bring all the employees together in Moab, all 100 and roughly 110 of them, 112 of them, and have a kickoff meeting.
During the exceptionally cold winter, a scaled-down crew installed new liners in the containers used to ship the tailings, while Moab political leaders lobbied to keep the cleanup going year-round.
We will start tailings shipping on Thursday the 7th. So we will load the first train on Thursday. That train, it'll be moved to Crescent Junction, and that train will be unloaded on Monday the 11th, and then we'll be fully operational at that point. Four days a week, Monday through Thursday.
Biagini said he expects the cleanup to proceed full speed now, despite the budget cuts happening in Washington.
Currently, the project has a little piece of work at Crescent Junction, and I'm going to say it's about $2.5 million to put another phase of the final cover on. Basically, what will happen if sequestration happens and our funding gets cut, let's just say 6%, we will push that work out most likely into 14. So what the DOE is trying to do, and what obviously I'm trying to do, is really keep our current shipping schedule intact.
So far, just over a third of 16 million tons of tailings, which are alongside the Colorado River, have been removed. This is John Kovash reporting in Moab for UPR News.